Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. Shabbos Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Shabbos 157A, pagination 313, the last daf of the Masechta. We start towards the middle of the page, in the beginning of a line, Masnisin in bold, and the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mafirim Nidorim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mefer vows on Shabbos. Finish olim l'nedarim, and you can also ask on nedarim shehen l'tzarech Shabbos if they are relevant to Shabbos. What is the difference between mafirin and nish'olin? So there are two sections, topics regarding vows nedarim. One is when a husband or a father wants to annul the vow of either the child or the wife, depending on the case. And once the father or husband hears about it, he has till the end of that day to declare it not in his interest and that he annuls it. That's haforas nedarim. The second case is nish'olim, which is the case of asking, which is hatoras nedarim, and that is when a person realizes that the type of vow that they made is not proper for some reason. They have a charata, they have a reason for regret, and they come to a chacham, or as is commonly done nowadays, to a team of three people that act as judges. And they can be matir neder. What is very unique about hataras nedarim is that it does it retroactively. So that from the time that you originally made the vow, we find a pesach, we find a reason that you really didn't intend it the way it seems to be applying itself, and then we undo the vow because it was not in your intent to lock yourself up in this way. Let's be practical. A person makes a vow that they're not going to eat meat, for example, or some other vow. So the father or husband could annul, or the person themselves can decide after a period of time that it really was a big mistake for them to make this vow about meat. Had they known that they would end up getting married into a family where their standing on ceremony not to eat meat was going to cause them all kinds of problems. So that would be the case of Hatara, where you go to the panel and they ask you why you have regret and why we should annul it. Okay. Now, let's read the Mishnah again, now that we have some background. Mafirim nedarim b'Shabbos, you could be mefer neder, that's the case of the husband or father, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'nish'olim l'nedarim shehin l'tzorech Shabbos. But regarding ataras nedarim, it has to be relevant to Shabbos in order to annul it on Shabbos. But otherwise, we tell you, why don't you deal with this after Shabbos? Drop down to the Gemara, middle of a line, about seven lines from where we were. Iboilu, they asked the following question. Hafara, when the father or husband is doing it, ben litzorech, ben shelo litzorech, you could do it whether it's a Shabbos need or not a Shabbos need. U'she'ela litzorech in shelo litzorech lo. And when you're asking the panel of judges to annul it, that's only when it's relevant to Shabbos. U'mishim hachi kapal ginu mehadadi, and that's why the Mishnah worded it separate. We added the word Shabbos in between so that there's closure. Mafirim nedarim b'Shabbos. I know this is a little delicate, but it's worth appreciating. Mafirim nedarim b'Shabbos. The hafora that's done by the husband and father, that's on Shabbos. There's no qualification. It doesn't say only if it's a Shabbos need. Period. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But when it came to hataras nedarim, we added in the extra words, shehein letzorach Shabbos, even if it's relevant to Shabbos. Is that indeed the way we're supposed to read the Mishnah and infer that the husband and father are able to do even if it's not relevant to Shabbos. They hear about a vow. They hear a vow that the child vowed that she's going to go to Florida for her graduation trip. And even though it's not relevant to Shabbos, the graduation trip is not till June, but the father, if the case would be a case of husband, but in this case, graduation trip, a father would say, Mufar, it should not be active. Even if it's not relevant to Shabbos, he's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Drop down where the Gemara elaborates and develops this thought even further. The first words on the line, about 12 lines from where we were, is O Dilma, and then we continue. Kiktani litzorech, when it says for the need of Shabbos, Asha'elohu diktani, that's talking about when you come to a panel of judges who are acting as judges. Aval haforas nedarim, but for the father or husband to annul, afilu shelo litzorech, even if it's not for a Shabbos need. And the Gemara develops it, Alma. The reason here is because haforas nedarim kol hayom. The father and husband only get until the end of the day. And therefore, biyom shamo, on the day that they hear the vow, they're allowed to annul it. If you don't let them annul it on Shabbos, I understand it's not a Shabbos need, but if you don't allow them to annul it on Shabbos, they will not have the opportunity to annul it. It won't be active anymore. It'll take effect, and the opportunity to annul it will be missed. When I say active, I mean active that it's still live and you could do something about it. Once it takes effect, you're locked in. And therefore, since this is their last opportunity, on the day that they hear about the thing, they're allowed to annul it. So we allow them to annul it on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kil Choso words it very beautifully. Perik Chav Ches, he says, Osa Adam Litzorech HaChol, a person is allowed to do for weekday, Dover She'en Bo Toreach, anything that doesn't have a Tircha to it. And he lists off different things, but for us, the case of Nidre Ishto, where he's going to annul the vow of his wife, he does it in such a way that there's no tircha, and we try to do it in a way where he doesn't openly say the words, because that would be disrespectful to Shabbos, which is part of the consideration over here. The disrespect for Shabbos in manner of speech, something that's irrelevant to Shabbos. And that's why to ask a panel of judges, since they could come tomorrow and do the same thing, we don't want them doing it on Shabbos. Dropping down in the Gemara another 5 lines in the middle of the line, Tanan, we learned, Haforas Nedorim Kol Hayom, when the father or husband annuls, they get the entire day, but it's limited to the day. And sometimes it gives you a decent amount of time, and sometimes it gives you very little amount of time. But it's not a 24-hour period from the time they hear, but rather until sunset. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir, whether it's a lot of time or a little time. Mishneh Berurah mentions that if the husband or father is not aware of the neder, the vow, it's better not to let him know on Shabbos so that the time clock doesn't start ticking towards sunset. Better you should tell him on Sunday and he'll deal with it then. Why are you purposely requiring this leniency on Shabbos? Another thing that's mentioned in the poskim is that this is one of the reasons that we try to say Kol Nidre during the day. We start Erev Yom Kippur before sunset. We obviously stop eating, drinking. We start the Tainis early. That's because of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. But we put on the talis early for Kol Nidre because we want to be able to make the bracha during daytime because we normally would not make a bracha on a talis once it's not definitively daytime. But another reason that we start Kol Nidre by day is brought because you're not supposed to be mefer nidarim on Yom Tif unless it would be for the need of Yom Tif, which is debatable here. If it is, it isn't a need for Yom Kippur in order to be cleansed. But the fact is, you try to do it by day because you're not looking for this leniency to be mefer nidarim on Yom Tif, because really you're not supposed to. I once got an interesting shaila. A woman developed a minig, I don't know if it was a neder or what, but her comment was that she would not eat meat unless it was a sudas mitzvah. So if you would get such a thing on Shabbos, where the person, not a sudas mitzvah, because every Shabbos meal would be a sudas mitzvah, but if a person would have such a vow that they don't eat meat, period, and now they realize that they're in a problem because that's all that's being served, would you be able to be matirid on Shabbos? It's a tzorech Shabbos. So sometimes people do have interesting minhagim that they've developed, either because meat is too gashmiistic, or because since the churban they don't think it's right to be eating meat, or some other religious reason that it has the status of a vow of sorts. So if it's a tzorech Shabbos, that would be particularly what we're talking about over here. We recite the words Hadron Aloch Mesecha Shabbos V'Hadre Chalon, the tefillah that Be'ezus Hashem we will be zocha to do the Mesechta more thoroughly at a future time. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining me.